Well, welcome back to the Insiders. Scott Mitchell, General Rita Aragon.
Hello.
Good to have everybody back from the break. We're going to change directions here for just a second, talk to the Secretary of Agriculture, somebody that a lot of people know very well and who's doing a really great job doing a difficult time in Oklahoma because of the droughts and the wildfires, Jim Reese. Jim, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Real quick, we've seen some news this week that the burn ban has been modified. The state was under a complete burn ban from top to bottom for all 77 counties, and then all of a sudden we see some stories about a modification. Mr. Secretary, tell us what the modification is.
Okay. First off, I'll go back. It is a complete burn ban. There's a burn ban in all 77 counties of the state of Oklahoma. There are two exceptions. One is a hardship. You know, and I don't know what those hardships, that's the difficult thing. With a complete burn ban, you can't burn, you know, with even the burn ban, you had an exception if you had a grill on concrete or on a hard surface that to protect it. So there were some exceptions, but there are other exceptions, say that a construction company might need to weld on the out in the field, something to do with, could be the oil and gas industry somewhere out there, just manufacturing. There may be some hardships. Now, that hardship, you have to request it from the state forester through an application, and so it's, you can't just go burn it and say you had a hardship. You have to get approval to do it before you can do it, and that's it's extreme hardship. And then the other, there is another exemption with agricultural burning. And with that, you get a form, again, off our website. You have to have it signed by the local fire chief, and then they approve the burn before you are able to burn in the agricultural area also. So there are exceptions, but they have to be approved before they're done.
Jim, we know a lot of people in rural Oklahoma don't have trash services, and a lot of them are, you know, my folks, they have trash barrels and they fill those suckers up and then they burn it. How are they dealing with getting rid of their refuse in rural Oklahoma?
Different people are doing it different ways. There's some people may not like this, but sometimes they haul it to town and dump it in dumpsters. But, you know, if you can't burn it, you have to find a place to build it.
When you got to go, you got to go, right?
Trash burning really isn't approved anyway. It's debris burning that you can still legally do. So that's kind of a touchy situation.
I'm sure it is. I assume that it's the debris is able to be burned only if it's in a contained area where they have it dirt around it, or they have it a place where they can make certain that it's not going to spread.
Those are not approved under these exceptions.
Okay.
That's not an approved exception.
Okay, all you people out at Dale, Oklahoma, don't burn your trash. Got it.
You said for this hardship, which sounds a lot like get something in triplicate and then go down to see the principal. And I totally understand this, but you mentioned something. You start with a form that's on your website?
Correct. There's a form on the Forestry Division website, and it's actually, can you get it on the? Yeah, it's on the application for extreme exemption while under the governor's ban on outdoor burning. Form AG 2012-02.
Okay, so it's on your website, which is where?
Which is, this is at forestry.ok.gov.
Okay. Can we talk drought for just a second?
Sure.
A lot of rain. There's been some rain the last few days. They're talking about cooling temperatures. Drought meter, you know, 10 being the worst, 1 being where, you know, we're wet. Where are we right now, Jim?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. Oh, man, that depends where you are in the state, but I would say we're still pretty drought-ridden. I would still put it in the 7 or 8 range because, this isn't comparable to 2010, but the longer we go without significant rainfall, it actually is getting closer. You know, this really is only about an eight to nine week drought compared to, well, maybe more than that, but compared to last year, it was 10 months long. I mean, it was just really extreme. So when it cracked a little bit 2 weeks ago and cooled off and we had a cool week, I thought, gee, this is, it's over. But last week was again very tough. And even people, if they got an inch and a half, the ground sucked that up and it's gone. I mean, so, we are still in extreme drought over a very large part of the state. And, it's still, you know, that's why, you know, everybody would like the burn ban lifted, but it's still very dangerous. We don't have a lot of fires right now. We're real fortunate.
That's because we got that great burn ban effect. Yeah.
Well, I think people actually do believe this. I mean, Oklahoma did not have as many fires as our neighboring states last year. I really believe that Oklahomans do a very good job, other than the few arsonists that we have. We do a very good job of watching out, being careful, and trying to avoid fires. And I think that we've benefited from that.
Can I ask you about the arson thing? We talked a couple of 3 weeks ago, and you were telling us that vigilance is going to be important, because when a governor issues a burn ban, and you know it's really bad. Okay, so the slightest bit of carelessness can cause a fire, but also the arsonists get all fired up apparently because they're freaks. Okay. And so they go about doing what they do, but you say that Oklahomans need to be vigilant to help catch these people. If we're going to get this sort of stuff stopped, people have to do something that's vigilant. But specifically, Mr. Secretary, what do you want Oklahomans to do whenever the governor issues a burn ban?
Well, it's just like Homeland Security and a terrorist threat. You know, immediately after a terrorist threat, there's all this awareness of people, be aware of what's around you. This person, the Luther fire, at least allegedly, we don't know exactly what about the 911 caller, but allegedly the 911 caller saw the person who lit the fire and, you know, and called it in, but he didn't have time to chase the pickup down. And that's what the 911 call, I haven't followed up any further than that. But you know, just be aware if you're going into a place where you run into a fire, remember what vehicles you saw coming out from that area, because we have to, you know, those arsonists are only caught when we see people leaving. It's people that are there in the area that happen to see it. So it's just being aware, and when you see something suspicious, people on the roads that aren't supposed to be there, then take notes of the car and license plates and those types of things, because that's how we catch them.
Secretary Jim Reese, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
It's always great to have a great agriculturist in our corner.
Thanks. See ya.
Okay, Jim Reese, thanks very much. And you're listening to the Radio Oklahoma Network, The Insiders. Read them, Aragon, Scott Mitchell. We'll be right back after this.